Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
In the building,
yes,
with a new year. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year, guys.
I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
It's your girl, Lady Free.
And your girl, Too Real.
Always in the building.
Always here, man. Man, we excited. We missed y'all last week, man. Mm-hmm. We took a little vacation, much needed.
Christmas.
Yes, much needed, family. Man. Christmas. We hope you guys enjoyed your families, spent time with families, celebrated the occasion, you know. And then, listen, y'all, we made it to another year.
Yes,
it was 2024.
I can't believe it. I'm still in shock.
2024.
I am so like burned though. It's like, wow. This year went by quick, slow.
It's like it's over, but like
it's like, man, what
it seems like from October, it just flew by.
It flew.
But from the beginning, from January to then,
it was creepy.
It was creepy.
Yeah, like what's going? You know, like we moving fast, slow. So we moving faux.
I like that. We moving faux.
We moving faux, man. Yes, like, come on, man. You know. But y'all, we back here.
Back in the building.
We are going to continue our conversation before we left you guys. First of all, if you like today, I mean, we want you to like and share. Subscribe, like and share. Come on, like and share. I just believe today's content is going to really change a household or two or three. I don't care if it's just one, but my goal is to change a household.
Amen.
Because, you know, it's a lot going on, y'all. It's a lot. Amen. But listen, y'all, I got these ladies. These are some queens.
Yes.
And I actually invited another lady, man, on the show today, and because
to have her.
I needed some lady input, because I really got some questions again.
Oh yeah, right.
So we're gonna delve into it. But I invited a special guest today. She has actually she's a part of my boy Donald Francis, who has been on. He was on a couple of weeks ago.
Yes,
he's a pastor, and they actually had a podcast in New York. They're out of New York. They're based out of New York, and it's called It's Life Podcast.
It's Life.
You know, Manifested Thoughts is actually like a, it's a whatever you call it, coming from It's Life Podcast. But she was a co-host on that show.
Nice.
And I invited her on a day to help get through this topic today, y'all. Yes.
Right.
I'm going to introduce y'all my homie from my city, from my hometown, from BK, New York, my girl, Robin Holmes, y'all.
Welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you.
Welcome in.
Robin, my homie.
Yes.
What's up, Robin?
Hey. What is going on? Shift Real Talk. Thank you so, so much for having me. I'm really honored to be a guest on this evening.
Yes, I needed to delve into a conversation, and I needed some backup because I got some questions for you women here.
Oh,
for real. I'm ready.
The nation, Real Talk Nation, what the title of the podcast today is.
Yes.
Well, that's why I have a help meet.
Well, I'm going to help you out. So today's title is another fireball.
Yes.
And like Pastor Jay said, we are going to continue the conversation we had prior to leaving for the holidays. And that conversation was about we all need our daddy. This is part two. So we excited about that today.
Why is so important?
Why is it
that for us to have the whole unit of parenting together?
Yeah.
So listen, we're gonna get right. You know,
I can't wait.
We don't play no games with
it,
y'all.
We delve
right in.
Yes.
But I want to start with this little. I want to start with this just to kind of get you guys thinking.
Because
I'm gonna you know, I got the question today, okay?
I'm good.
All right, you good? Y'all, I'm good. We good? I'm going to ask y'all some questions. But I want to start y'all thinking.
Let's go.
I want to start with y'all with a thought. Now, I had to write this down because it was because, you know, Lord Jesus is 224 and something that I just forget. But
2024? Yes.
So listen, I want y'all to know this. Parents are the government of our children.
Amen.
They're considered the government of our children. Now, this means that we govern our kids.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So if we deem that, if we understand or see fit for punishment, then we are required by scripture to do so.
Yes.
To correct them. That's right.
Yeah. And the thing is, punishment is necessary, you know, if it's necessary. But the thing is, the scripture says, because Aunt Liza put on the phone, and I kind of got this from that scripture she put up. We are not supposed to provoke our children to anger, but as the government, we are supposed to uphold what's right.
Amen. That is true.
We're supposed to uphold what's right. And upholding what's right, it doesn't come from an emotional place, because a lot of times we chastise or we protect our kids from a level of emotion.
Out of our own emotion.
Yeah. From a level of emotion, our level of anger, what we're upset with, or what we have been hurt by, or what we have not even understanding, and you know why we're going through certain things. So we govern. We govern our level of punishment through our feelings.
Our parenting.
Yeah.
And then our kids adopt those same habits from what we're doing.
Exactly. Sure. So what happens is, this is what happened. Now understand what a government looks like. And the father figure is actually an authoritative character.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That demands and it deems a respect of obedience.
Okay.
Just the character of the father.
Just the character.
Yes. Not even just his presence. We didn't even get to the presence yet.
Right.
Because it's like going into a courtroom. You don't know the judge. But guess what? When that judge comes up, what do?
All right.
We automatically stand and we give him a level of respect.
Right. And we call him Your Honor.
And we call him Your Honor.
Yeah.
So this is I wanted to start the conversation off with that piece.
Uh-huh.
Now, with that being said, I got some questions for you, queens.
All right.
Let me
give a couple of shout outs. Mama Pearly, as always,
Hi, Mom.
Love you.
Thank you for always showing up.
We got Aunt Liza on the line.
Hey, Talisha,
what's up, cuz?
Yeah, Aunt Liza.
Provoking. We love you so much.
My baby girl, I got a chance to spend some time with her last week.
We got Keisha and Scooter on the line. Nicole, we have you. Is that Nicole or Nicole Lee?
Probably Nicole.
Tim.
Nicole.
We got Nicole. Okay. We got Tim Jones. John's on the line. And Sonya. LaSonya. Y'all listen. Don't forget to smash that like.
Yes. Tanisha's on. Tanisha Wells.
Tanisha. I said everybody, I believe. Okay. So let's get into this.
So listen. We got some awesome ladies on here. So these questions are for y'all too. But I just got the team. So chime in, please. So we understand that when you got with the other parent,
mm-hmm.
there was a relationship.
Right.
There was a relationship.
Let's take it back to the beginning.
Let's take it back to the beginning. Yes. There was a relationship.
It was.
Yep.
What changes when there is now a kid involved? Because something changed.
Ooh. The dynamic changes.
Talk to me. I need to understand. Because again, what we did to relate or to be in relations, that whole dynamic changed. What happened?
Come on.
We'll let our amazing.
Okay, Robin, let's go.
Robin, let's go.
Well, you said there was a relationship. My question is, was there?
There we go.
Or was there, I heard Lady Free say, a situationship?
Yeah.
You know, so that's the essence right there. Was there actually a relationship, or did a child come out of some impulsive behaviors and now we're left with another situation of raising a child? And when that comes into play, now you have to look at the deeper dynamics and the details. You have to look at
that's right.
What are your morals and standards of child rearing? Like
right.
what What did you think is important to instill in a child versus what does that man think is important to instill in a child?
Wow.
So, you know, at that, you know.
When you was talking, you put me in the mind of, you said at that point you are forced to dig deeper.
Yes.
It's like those things won't ever come up sometimes unless you're put in a position or a predicament where you have to look at, okay, who is this guy or who is this female that I'm really dealing with right now? Now I got to go deeper because there's a deeper situation. The dynamics, as Too Real said, the dynamics have changed.
Yes.
And I got to go deeper. Yeah.
And they obviously wasn't gathering data if now baby's in the place. They was doing more than gathering, okay?
Tanisha said the level of responsibility has changed.
The responsibility. Because you're not the fun chick no more.
Yeah, and besides that, when you have a baby, things are going to change. The woman's, her mood changes. You know, her, just the whole situation has now become something where, hey, I have to probably spend the rest of my life with this person.
Right.
At first, connected. It's where if it's not in a good place, you can walk away and say, you know, it didn't work out. Now, even if it doesn't work out, you are still have to work with this person forever. You'll have to be in some kind of interaction with this person. So now reality hits home like, dang, what did I really get myself into?
What have I gotten myself into?
So I'm going to go back to what you said, Robin. And you said, well, was there a relationship?
Was there?
Now, yes. I think, now, because the thing is, again, you guys got together with the idea that there could possibly be a relationship.
That depends. Or, was that what was said in the beginning? Because sometimes if you don't communicate that, some people may want a kid and some people may not. But if they don't communicate and they're having fun, then it just goes out
the window.
I call
those oops.
Okay.
Oops.
Yeah. But you know
but
what?
But the whole point, yeah.
Okay, so to be honest, though, whenever you relate, it is a relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
We might want to name it situationship, oops-a-ship, and all of that stuff.
Oops.
We might want to name it anything, but to be honest, when two people relate one with another, it is a relationship. It's just that the relationship that you are based on is shaky
or shifting.
It's not built on that
Tanisha.
Strong foundation.
Oops.
It's not built on that strong foundation.
There we go.
Hey, Devin.
We call it a
right.
So with that being said, I hear a lot of, like, there are a lot of situations where there are men who say, well, I need to get to a certain status or a certain, I need to be at a certain level before I can commit to this woman.
So then don't get in a relationship from the beginning until you get where you need to be.
That is so true. That is so true. But that is true. I don't dispute that. But the reality states that there are a lot of situations where men feel like they have to get themselves together. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's
they need
reality.
To save money.
That's
you know,
reality.
But the thing is, we live together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because getting ourselves together means I get in a situation where I'm playing house, and now because I'm playing house, now of course you're not going to be staying with somebody, and there ain't no relationships going on.
Yeah.
Why?
But why can't he stay in his place and you stay in yours?
That's how it's supposed to go. But if you understand this generation today, that is not what's going on.
That's what we're trying to get back to.
That's what it should be. Now, if we're not married, we don't need to be living together.
Yeah,
because what happens is situations like that, kids become involved in situations where we're trying to get ourselves together. So what happens is, normally what happens is the baby comes from a situation where me saying I'm trying to get myself together. So what I get from that is if I can't take care of myself, how can I be now in a position to take care of a full family?
Well, at that point, that person's forced now to take care of family.
Exactly.
Then comes a resentment.
So what happened? So what happened?
That's what changed.
So who do you hold accountable for staying in that situation?
What do you mean staying in that
situation? Like, because again, if we as people who actually been through situations like this, you know, we understand why this does not work.
Yes.
Okay.
Because right. again, because now what happens is the baby changes now the whole dynamic of the relationship. Because
now you have to start thinking more mature. Now you have to start.
You have
thinking
to grow
more
up.
Responsible.
You gotta.
And that before you're not. You're just going with the you're motions, having fun.
Just having a good time. Yes. You kicking it. You mm-hmm. you in a relationship and it's still kind of. It's
exciting.
Yeah, it's no responsibility involved in it. When a man becomes so, first of all, we have to understand something. All women are not created to be a mother.
That's true, and vice versa.
And yeah, all right. men, just because you're a man, does not mean that you're a father.
Yes.
Some men, since we're talking about daddies, they not thinking about fatherhood. Some of them don't even want to be fathers. They just want to enjoy the relationship. And if that's the kind of situation you've gotten yourself into, that child, regardless of what, still needs that daddy. Now we go into, why don't my daddy love me? Or why isn't he there? Or why won't you take the responsibility?
I think a lot of that means, like, when you're young and you're people have babies now in high school. Right. I had my first kid. I was young. Yeah. I didn't know anything about no child. And that happens all too often, even in your 20s. Your brain's not even developed yet to really understand who you are.
Right.
So you're growing with this child trying to figure your life out.
Right.
But then you're also playing house with the father because y'all are both now responsible for a child.
Responsible.
And everything changed the dynamic of just having to grow up,
right.
having to now hold each other accountable for this child, now having to think about, well, what if we don't work out?
Yep.
What's going to happen with this child?
Yep.
Everything now becomes a reality. Mm-hmm. And I think, like you said, at the end of the day, yeah. when you're young and you're having a baby, then guess who's helping raise that? Now the father of that man and the mother and the father of that young girl, mm-hmm. for two groups of parents are now raising everybody, not only the two children, but also that grandbaby. Yeah. And it just becomes, you know, yes, yes.
What do you say, wow. Robin?
It becomes a house of cards.
Yes,
and
there you go.
If you have a deck of cards and try to build a house with it, you know if the wind blows the wrong way, the house is going to crumble.
Yes, there you
and
go.
This is what we're seeing now.
Yep.
We're seeing a bunch of unstable houses ready to crumble. Because grandparents they're living short of life.
Nicole,
now
I'm sorry.
You have to break it up.
Yeah, Nicole, let me stop you right there. I hope you keep your thought.
Robin.
You're breaking. Not me. I'm talking about Burton. I just read Nicole. Mm-hmm. Robin, you're breaking up really bad. So can you start over? Because we really want people to hear what you just
said.
Love
you too, Eloisa.
We're talking about the cards.
Go ahead.
Right. So when you talk about. Alex talked about the grandparents helping to raise not children, but the grandchildren. And that's like this whole house of cards speak where it's unstable and, you know, any shift can crumble. And so that's what we're seeing now, a bunch of communities with families that are unstable.
Unstable.
Because... Mm-hmm. What started out as something
fun
and
yeah.
exciting for the two young adults, it just instantly catapulted into something serious.
Wow.
When a child becomes a child now, you're forced into this reality and this responsibility where it has to be serious. Because yes. now you have to think about this other life that you've created.
Right.
And you haven't even gotten your own life together.
Exactly.
So now to have to be responsible for life when you're still trying to figure out your own aim and this with someone who maybe want to be committed or someone who is in the same boat as you trying to figure out their life. And then we know that men and women are wired differently.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Jesse, you said how... And I'm not saying that this is strictly a male perspective, but if you're trying to get to a certain status, you want to have a certain amount of money, you want to have a certain level of prestige and comfortability.
Right.
And this is now kind of like a wrench in your program. It's like somebody threw a wrench in your program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So are you looking at now this woman and this child as a problem?
Yep, that's what I was
as
saying.
Something that
now it's a resentment.
You?
That's mm-hmm. it.
Right. From growing to a certain level. And then they're still looking at it as growing individually. Yeah. They're not looking at it as now trying to grow together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got Donald Francis on. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Pastor Mia Williams, we love you.
Mia, I love you, boo. And you know what? You said some very key things, because at the end of the day, if a monkey wrench is thrown in the program, they thinking about, now this baby gonna cost me money.
So let's go from that point, because here is now where the issues come. Yep. Because now a monkey wrench has came in.
Come on.
And like you said, Robin, that was so key. A situation that was supposed to have been fun,
right,
now has totally shifted to now something being very serious, and we're not even prepared for this serious situation. Man. So now what happens is, now you have two parents,
right,
either they're angry at one another, or that. So my question to you women, what happens in that moment? Like, because is there a level of anger or a level of shame? Because now you had a baby with somebody who is, you're not even committed to.
But I think it depends on where each person's foundation comes from. Whether that female has both her mother and father, that young man has his support of his mother and father. All that plays a dynamic. Because once you have that baby, yes, you're dealing with your own situation, but now you're taking on families. And if you haven't even been introduced to that family yet, or know that family, wow, you don't know. That could be a whole nother detrimental situation. And then you got parents coming in there. Maybe the mom is controlling of the child and wants to come in there and say, no, we're going to have you go after that grandbaby. We want to take that baby, because they may judge her, or vice versa. It's that family may judge him.
That's key that you said that. Wow. Or you have that other family that is very spiritual, and they say, now y'all having a baby, y'all going to get married tomorrow.
You see what I'm saying?
So now you put them in a whole nother situation that they didn't even think about, from this fun situation that I turned into. But now, because now you have people that now don't even want to deal with each other. I don't even like you now. Because then it was really,
now you're forced.
Yeah, but now you're forced. But when you think about it,
years ago when my mom's parents were growing up in the 40s and 50s, the daughter was 14, and the parents gave the daughter to the guy.
Yeah.
But the father did that because he knew the man had a foundation. The man either had a home, he had a job, he had a different way of how he came at the people to ask for their daughters, and you don't have that no more.
Right. Hey, it's Gladys, totally different. What's up, baby?
You asked what happened, and it's so funny because do the people that once was so in love and they were all it was all
that's what I'm saying.
Hold on one second.
No, I wasn't. I'm agreeing with you. I'm not cutting you off.
It was all butter. I got PTSD by that cut off. You cut me off. But is it like when you all butterflies, puppy love, and all that stuff?
Yes.
So it did those two people start hating each other, or when reality set in, they realized at that point, now we can't focus on each other because I got into this relationship because you liked me.
Yeah.
I got into this relationship because I needed a female to kind of like stroke my ego, you know.
Yes.
She make me feel like a man, you know, and all that stuff. And now the whole dynamic of your thoughts and your reality has changed now all going towards, we got a baby on the way.
But I really feel it's based on the individual support that those two individual children have from their parents and their family. I'm just saying, like, you can have a baby and then your parent could be like, well, you know what? Y'all are two adults. I support you. Do I think it's right? No. My mom supported me when I had my daughter. I graduated high school.
That was your experience.
So
that's
my experience.
Yeah.
But then it could also be a family that says, no, I don't want you having a baby with him because of, I want you to go get an abortion. There's different dynamics to it. But because I had my family support,
right,
I was able to have my daughter and still go to school and still go to college and do those things because I had support.
Gotcha.
So that depends on where those two young people's support come from and how they're brought up and what their family is going to do about the situation. Because now it's not just those two young people. It's both of those families having to help raise these people with their child.
So that's what I'm saying. So let's take it.
If the support is there.
Yes.
If the support. But let's take it from a broader perspective now. And let's talk about just those two
people. Okay.
What happened? Like, for me, fear.
Okay.
Fear set in. Like, as soon as I found out it was positive.
Yes. I was like freaking out.
It's like fear overtook me. And then I don't know about other women, but for me, all kind of thoughts came into my head. It's like, okay, now what am I going to do about this? What about this?
Yeah.
And it's like, so everything got real, real fast.
Oh, yeah. You grow up quick.
Yeah. I grew up real fast. That's what changed with me. It was like a fear of, oh, no, what now?
Now I'm gonna have to be an adult.
Oh, my God. Yes. I didn't even think like that because I didn't even know how to think like that. It was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And then as time went on, let's say, okay, the baby's here now. Now I'm at the house with my parents.
Yes, see?
With this baby 24/7, and you come over when you want to.
Yeah,
well, you
so,
will say you coming over and you don't come over, and then you offer me your first excuse.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I remember the first excuse. That was, like, so crazy to me. And then it takes you into thinking, oh, my God, is he going to do this all the time? And now you're going into that. So he has stopped looking like a boyfriend, and now he's looking like something totally different.
Yeah. And then that's when the woman usually starts to feel resentment.
Robin, what you got to say?
My goodness.
Robin, you frozen?
Well,
you frozen, Robin.
Oh, so annoying.
All right, I'm just going to read a couple of comments till you unfreeze. I'm going to read a couple of comments. Hey, Gladys, love you, girl. Tanisha said, this happened to her. Mama P said, nowadays, men are wanting women bringing something to the table besides having a family. This generation of men... Don't want a family.
Wow. Tanisha, can you elaborate when you said that happened to me? Elaborate on that,
Tanisha. Baby girl said, grandparents raising today's generation of kids from the grandparents' point of view, changing the trajectory of their experience as their previous teachings.
Sometimes does work within today's generation. She says, therefore, what this generation sees goes against what was taught, and most fall into social norms versus a wiser upbringing as they are forced to do what they say. Wow. Mm-hmm. Eloise says, what about my mom is going to kill me?
Yes, that's right.
Oh my
God. Or
goodness.
My dad.
Uh-huh. What? You're right. That was like one of the things. Oh my God. Yeah.
Lasagna. Hey, Lasagna. Hey, girl. She said parents need to educate their children regarding relationships. They will give them the talk about sex. Think about the reality of having sex and consequences of. That's right. Mm-hmm. That carry over.
Yes.
That's true.
Communicating with your
children. Or your parents are afraid that if they talk to you about sex, it's going to spark you to be curious about what they talk to. I've heard that.
I hear that too.
Yeah, but really, wow. It's like, if I can get it from anybody, why not you, Mom?
Well, I mean, they have things that they send home in the mail. Like, they'll say, we're going to be discussing these separate topics. And the parents have to sign up. When I went to school, they didn't do that. But nowadays, everything has to be signed
up. You ready? Robin, you ready? Say
Robin,
something.
You ready?
Am I good? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Breaking
I'm
up.
Trying to be good. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, great. I'm going to change my device, so maybe that'll help.
Okay, you sound good now.
This is too good.
Yes, it is.
Uh-oh.
You're just freezing up. So let me say this. I'm going to say this while we coming into her.
Tanisha says she got married.
Oh, she got married. And
she had
no, she got pregnant.
She got pregnant and she was told she had to get married.
Wow.
did that turn out, Tanisha?
Well, see, you good. Because now, one thing about me, what I did, you had the support. But the reason why I was even going out there having sex was because I felt that this was going to help me deal with what I was going through.
Yeah.
It was like a drug for me.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So you know how some people use drugs to
kind of cope with different things in life.
With, yeah,
yeah.
Cope.
Right.
You sex a was connection, like
yeah,
a connection,
sex
like a
was,
comfort and things.
Me having
you.
Sex was
a comfort.
Yeah, it was like, okay, at least now
I feel like
loved.
I'm loved. Yeah,
yeah
that's
I
yeah.
feel
wow.
loved.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel loved, or I feel like, you know what I'm saying? So that was the reason why I even chased it.
I think a lot of young people
feel that way because, again, a lot of love language, we were talking about this, love language are not,
critical.
They're not satisfied when we're young. So when we get a little older in our later teenage years, we look to get those love languages fulfilled.
From other people.
Not even realizing the consequences of what the, you know, because again, this generation, they really believe that that's what relationship is.
Right.
Yeah. It's having sex. Yeah. So most men do, they go above and beyond. They give flowers. They take you out on a date. But that they do that with a level of expectation.
Yes, I see what you're saying. Versus,
versus.
That should just be how the norm of just courting a lady.
Oh, no,
we're
doing it for
respect.
There's a reason. I done paid for this. I'm looking for a reward for these cookies.
I don't pay for these food.
I don't pay for this food. I done spent $100 on these two plates.
Life Changes ATL and Pop Jesse, we thank y'all for coming in. Listen, we're talking about daddies and how we all need
read what Aunt Liza put.
I was about to go into Aunt Liza's comment. Aunt Liza, you got it. She said, I went into this situation thinking that if I had his first child, that I would be the one. Oh, but I was wrong. We had four sons and was together only 8 years, and I was never the one.
Wow.
Yep. Wow, Aunt Liza, that's
better, Robin, whatever you did.
We appreciate your transparency. Yes. Y'all listen. Okay, so Robin, come on with your comment, Robin. Do you remember what it was?
Is it a deck of cards?
We were past that.
Okay, well it'll come back to you.
So I do know that I was talking about my own experience.
It's breaking up real bad, sis. It's breaking up real bad.
All right, I want to log in on a different device. I'll try to log in on a different device.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is bad.
Because this is good. This is bad, but this is good. And that's only because... All right, so I'm going to move on to the next question because...
Andrea Sims, welcome in, sis.
So listen, let me ask the next question, okay? Now, what we have done... Now, mind you, all of these situations... Because I really wanted to paint the picture. That's why I wanted to go this way, because this is truly what happened.
Yeah.
You get into this situation, and because now we have a kid... from somebody we're not committed to.
Right.
So there's now a level of anger that the parents are going through. And the kid suffers from the anger from what the parents go through.
Yep.
So what happens is now, as a mother, for some reason, let me just ask you this question.
Okay.
If the mother makes more money than the dad, does that now... give the mother more authority, especially when the parents are not together?
No.
Does that give the mother more authority to make the decision for the child?
Nobody
if she
should
makes
have
more money?
No, because it's a combined effort for both parents to come together to raise that child. It's not about the money. Mm. It's because you may make all the money, but that mom that's making all the money may not have the time. Yeah. And that dad may have all the time, but less money. That's balance right there.
Right.
Because it depends on the dynamic and the balance, you know?
True.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
What you got, Robin? You back?
I can hear. So like,
we hear you way better now.
We good now?
Yeah, Robin, yes.
Woo. I think we put way too much emphasis on money.
Yes.
A lot of people say, time is money, time is money. But I don't think people really get it. Money comes and goes. Time, once it's spent, you don't get it back. So is a much more precious commodity.
Yeah. Yes.
And what you can do with time with a child or with anything, you can't do with money. Money can't buy everything. Because you got people who buy the kids all the Jordans and make sure they got all the finest clothes, but they ain't spend no time to teach them the time.
Well, them kids end up robbing and stealing and jacking and doing all kinds of things.
Read some books.
Right. Teaching them.
So,
right.
Those are the things that are way more valuable than anything money can buy.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the thing I think that we got to really pay attention to and stop putting so much focus on money.
We need to see your beautiful face. Come on, I need you to move
up. Not that way, the
other
way.
I'm trying to get it.
The other way, right there.
There you
go. Good.
Yeah. So another
way. Go back.
That's a good one.
Yes.
There you go. Bobbin Weed. But that's good. That's so good. That's so good because I see it a lot. This is why the child support courts are so full. This is why there's so many people, there's so many fathers who are locked up in jail for
and moms
for,
too.
For the moms too.
Now it's starting to be more women.
Yeah, it started to be a lot of women, but we what we have but I really think that we're using this as a mechanism to actually deal with truly what the real issue is, that we're really hurting and we're really
I feel the government just is wanting to control families. And now the government is telling us how to take care of our families. And also they're benefiting and reaping the rewards from the broken families.
Well, according to scripture, we're not even supposed to allow the government to even deal with the family. So the point is, it's more so than allowing the government wanting to do it. We're allowing the government to take care of decisions that only God should be making in our
lives.
That's
right.
Let's go back, because when you started, you started out letting us know that the father is the government of the home.
The
father is the government
of the
home.
Because the father is the government of the home, I'm understanding. When you go to the government and allow the government to dictate the home, then what we're doing is we're allowing the government to say fathers are not necessary. And they are. We need our daddies.
All they need, all the mom needs is money. She doesn't need time. She just needs money. And that's not how it should be. Money is the root of all evil. That's in the Bible.
The love of
it. It says root of all evil.
Yeah.
Lavelle, Levy Beals.
I'm so glad y'all went back.
Come on.
I'm glad y'all went back to that point about the father being the government of the family. Because when you first said that, Jesse, you know, I thought about the fact that the government or the father is the lawmaker. The decision maker.
That's right. Yeah.
So the father is the key component, because before you have a judge, the judge has to go according to the law. Going to make his ruling according to the law.
Yeah.
I would say if the father is the government, then the mother is the judge. They gotta work hand in hand. The father lays down the law.
That's right.
And the mother reinforces the law. Is abided by.
Yes. Oh, Robin.
So then take the father out of the home, which is what the government, let's not even say that. Let's go spiritual for a minute, which is what the enemy is trying to do, is take the father out of the home.
Yes.
Now you have no more laws. Now you have no one governing the family. Now you have just women, mothers laying the law down, but a law that they don't even know what it is defined as, because they don't have that.
Exactly.
See, that's how important
that authority
role
is instilled in them, how God put it in the man.
So it goes back to, you have to pay attention to who you're connecting yourself to from the beginning.
Yes.
Start dating, get the data, because when you get the data, then you know who you connected to, then you know who his parents are, because he might be a good guy. Oh, I'm so in love.
Oh, I just gathered some data.
All of a sudden, you get with this guy and realize his mama and his mom ain't really that cool. And all of a sudden, she's stirring up stuff. So it's not really between the two of you. It could be that, or it could be he's a mama's boy, or it could be that, you know, that it could be a lot of good things too. I just can't think of any right now.
Well, I got one for you. I've been gathering data.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on, data.
And the data I've been gathering, you know, was based on me meeting someone through their sister. And I mean, you know, everything seemed cool. But once I started hanging out, gathering data, you know, I started seeing a lot of things that just said, nah, this ain't for me.
That's
just the dynamic of the disrespect toward women and the disrespect toward that person's own mother. When you see stuff like that, you gotta be like, hold on, you know.
Step back.
I think it's because this person is already so broken that now I'm new and I'm positive and I'm motivating and encouraging, but that's not my job, to come in and meet a man and help him get fixed, you know. I can give them support, but it's not my job to sit there and try to mold him and make him and be like, oh, well, you need to see life this way, and you need to I'm just gathering data. I just met you. That's not worth investing in. Not to say that person's not worth it, but where I'm going in my life, that person's not aligned with what I want at this current time in my life. So for me, I was able to say, hey, look, you know, I think you're a good person, but there's things you need to work on. And I feel like you need to be by yourself to do that, so that I can stay focused and continue to do what I'm doing. Right. But it was on good terms.
I like what you. I like what you said.
Story, Ali.
I like what you said.
Robin, do it all.
I like what you said, Robin. That was so key, and we got a lot of comments on that. You said the government makes the law.
Come on.
And the judge enforces the law.
That's right.
Wow.
Yep.
You know how hard it is to infiltrate those two entities that work so
good together. Yes.
Enforcing the law of what's right.
There you go. Right. There you go.
Yeah. So if you don't have the government, you know, making the laws, if the government is out of place, and then we replace that with a whole nother government that put things in and put laws in place that they don't even understand that's not even the order.
Or they put laws in place to benefit the judge.
That's right.
To benefit the judge.
Or to benefit the government.
Exactly.
Because the thing is, it says be not conformed to the things of this world.
Yeah.
So the thing is, when you replace the government that's supposed to be in place with a whole nother government, then what they're putting in the house is actually what they're taking out of, which is God.
You have no choice but to now conform
to the things of this world, because this is what now what
money.
You're teaching. You're teaching out of your emotion. Exactly. What you're doing is enforcing now out of your emotion and not out of the law.
But take this
government's money.
The godly government with the worldly government.
It
this
don't
is
work.
What you get, all of this chaos.
Yeah.
Amen. You said it, Robin.
Come on, you hit the nail. What you got?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, it could be a situation where the father is actually raising the child and the judge is not even there to help instill the laws. So therefore, the child is raised under a different situation. But if the father is negative about their child's mother and speaks nothing but ill will and hate, that child is still being raised by the father, but in a toxic situation.
Right.
You know, so it's so many different dynamics. Yes. It's each individual situation. But like you said, you got to have, like Pastor Jay said, you got
to
have God as the foundation.
You have to.
And I think that's the biggest thing. This house don't have God as the foundation.
I'm
going
to go to Jay Marie's comment because that's based on what you said for the most part. She said, fathers are just as important. All cap. As mothers, no matter how much money is made, our women allow the government to take from our families. The father is the government of the home. The father is just as important as the mother.
Oh, yeah.
It's very necessary.
Because the father is that law enforcer. Like he, you know, when my sons do things.
He's a lawmaker.
When my sons do things, my son tried to go to me. I said, you talk to your dad, and he's got to go to dad. You talk to your mom. It has to work like that.
Together, it
can't work where he goes to his dad and then turns around and comes to me and I give him the easy way out.
So let's reel it in a little bit, y'all. Let's reel it in a little bit, because this is where I want to catapult to now.
Okay.
Now we talked about how the problem has rose. Mm. Now I want to kind of catalyst on how can we bring this thing together when we're not together.
Can I say one comment real quick? Ashley made this comment real quick. She says, if God didn't rule your home while you all were in it, then the government is invited. You can't not rule or run your home and not expect some type of structure to enter. As awful as that structure is, you invite it in when you don't govern your home accordingly. And that is so true.
That's true. I agree.
When there is no government, then something has to give.
But the point is, that's why I said I want to bring, you know, that's a great point, Ashley. Love you, sis. The thing is, when we start off wrong, now I believe we can start off wrong, but it's not right. But I believe that there should be a level of right to bring it in, because now it is a level of responsibility that we have to not raise the catalyst of the community. Because if the community is distorted, then guess what? The whole lot of things get distorted. The church is distorted.
Yep.
The communities are distorted. Our environment is distorted.
Right.
Social media distorted. And it all comes from the whole aspect of us not making this wrong situation right. Yeah. So how do we bring this together, y'all? How do we tell them, listen, no matter what has happened, now we've made the mistake, because the thing is, the mistake is made. The mistake was made. The wrong was in the fornication. Right. That's where the wrong was. Not in the child.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
So, come on, Robin.
Well, that's the thing. I think we got to stop looking at the child as the mistake when it was the fornication that was the mistake. Because a lot of times we take on this, all of this responsibility and everything that comes with it, and we place the fault on the child.
Right.
The child didn't have to be here. Yeah. The child is not the one at fault. And we got to start taking that accountability. The spade got to be called a spade. It is the parents who were wrong. It was the adults who did the wrong act by not collecting the data, by not waiting and not wanting to build something together as opposed to just having fun. You know, there's other ways to have fun, and we got to start putting that out there in the forefront. That listen, there's going to be consequences for these actions. You know, you're free to make the choice, but you're not free from the consequences of the choice you make.
Yeah. Right, that's true.
So understand that this is a consequence of your action.
Right.
And the fault is not in the child. The fault is in the ones who took the action.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Mm. So I go even one step before then. It's better to marry than to burn. So if you know in collecting data, because a lot of us get into our emotions and we let our emotions drive us into situations that could hurt us later. Mm-hmm. Some of our emotions drive us in decisions that will hurt us for years.
Mm. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever those emotions are. So I really believe at going forward, y'all, if y'all listening, those who will listen later, if you are looking to be with somebody, if you're not looking to commit to this person long term, not even just move on, but don't get involved intimately. Refrain from it, because when you have sex, what it does is now it clogs the emotions. It makes the emotions that you're already dealing with in the situation already. Yeah. It makes it even more fuzzy, or you stirring up unstable emotions already. So if you have to refrain from having sex, ladies. Especially ladies, and I say this to ladies more so than anything, because ladies, you have a gift. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You have a gift, and your gift is to bring things to life. And you don't want to bring something to life that's going to be a hindrance to life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't want that to be so much of a hindrance. So I really believe, ladies, again, as you're gathering this data, you know what I'm saying, make sure that the data that you get is going to be able to be stored in this computer for a long term, for a lifetime. Yeah. Don't let it be something that can easily be erased.
So you basically saying, you know, you can go on your dates, you can get to know each other, even FaceTime each other, but the sex should be the last thing.
That should be the last thing.
Y'all focused on building, getting to know each other,
right?
You know, and just become like friends, and you know, just like get to know each other.
Yeah, and
first, build a foundation.
Yeah, build a foundation.
Build a foundation.
Yes, exactly.
And part of the data collection should be, what is your outlook on children? What is your outlook on
asking the right questions? Yes, yes,
yes, yes.
I agree.
And guess what? This is what we don't do either. We don't have those difficult conversations.
Yeah.
Like Ali, I said you was telling my story, because I had to have this difficult conversation. I had to say to someone, well, you need to work on you. I need to work on me too.
Yes.
But as much as we would like to go forward, it's not going to be beneficial for either of us.
Exactly.
If we don't do the work on our individual selves.
Yeah.
And exactly. We can't do it together.
Yes.
You got to do it alone. I got to do it alone.
Yeah.
And that's a hard conversation to have with someone. But we can't keep shying away from those hard conversations just because it's hard. And people got to understand that just because you have to hear something that's hard to hear doesn't mean it's personal or a personal attack.
And it doesn't mean you have any ill will against that person either, you know? It doesn't mean you don't like that person.
Right.
You're just doing, based on your experiences in life, what's best for you. And you don't want to, I don't feel like I want to take on that additional burden right now. I got enough on my plate, you know? I think I feel like you individuals need to really work on themselves before they even start dating and even putting themselves out there. And then, you know, that's a big deal to me, too. A lot of people think they're ready to date. But then once you get to know the person, you realize, no, you're really not ready to date. And so then you got to say, nah, let's, like you said, talk about the hard stuff out there.
I want to read just one comment real quick. J. Marie Coleman, girl, God bless you. She says, erase the emotions of a broken relationship.
Right.
You're not with the person anymore.
Right.
Your obligation is to the children. Yep. Move accordingly with the understanding that the father is an equal parent and a governing body.
Come on.
Women shouldn't be holding the child away from their fathers based on emotions. I do believe women have to do better and stop trying to control the relationship for the father and child. That is so true. I'm actually dealing with that right now.
Yeah.
I'm actually going through that right now.
But I know I have a female friend that's going through it too. It's opposite. Yeah. See?
The whole point is that if and I say this all the time, if we were into each other enough to make the child,
then y'all should be able to work it out.
Communicate, raise the child.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Why does it now I'm the worst person in the world, and that wasn't that wasn't who I was when we was making the children, you know.
And I think at that point, had you had the time to gather data and really get to know this person from that aspect, you wouldn't probably be in that situation that you're in. Yeah. So I think that plays a pivotal role as well, because
some people overlook
because like you said, you was shifted and moving and wiggling and into a situation. Right. And unfortunately, you know, that person had a different kind of spirit of how that person was raised. So now you didn't see that because you were courting and you were having fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Now that the child's involved, now you're seeing a different side of that person. And you're like, man, I wish I would have just gathered a little more data.
That's when people go into, I'm not leaving my baby over there with him.
Yeah.
My baby can't go over there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, why?
See,
you gave your most precious possession to this man. But now that he is half, y'all went half on a baby.
Yeah.
If we could put it
in. And that's part of him. A man's not going to hurt us part
of him. If he put it, well, some men.
Yeah,
do,
I know,
you know, but I got where you're going. Yeah. But it's like, come on, sis. It's like he should be able to take on some of the responsibility if he desires to, and even if he don't, let
and that
baby
makes
go.
A woman's life easy when
let
the father's
the
involved.
Go.
I mean, good Lord.
What'd you say, Robin? What'd you say?
I mean, that just really, it's really disheartening. I see so many women use the children as a pawn in a game, and it's not a game at all. You know, they use the child and hold them over the father's head, or they, I remember the episode y'all did about child support where it's like, oh, you want more visits and I want more money. And, you know, it becomes this sick game that only the child is suffering from.
Yeah.
I know so many men, good fathers that really want to be there for their children, but because the woman who they had the child with holds animosity and is bitter. And women, we just got to do better, because we are keeping our children and daughters in particular from their fathers that can give them a cushion and a perspective on what it is to be with a man.
Because your father going to love you at the highest level.
Yes.
You know what I say. You know, we say a lot of times we don't get the information, but I beg to differ. A lot of times we have the information and we ignore it.
Yep,
because we want what we want. And in the society we live in today, it is encouraged.
We see
to have what you want.
Oh, so I promise you, because most people, especially our people, we are forthcoming. We don't hide nothing. We are forthcoming.
Yes.
And because we have been intimate with this person, we totally ignore a whole lot of information because guess what? Our mindset is on one thing, and it don't even look at the character. Right. It looks at the content.
Yes, that's right.
And I want to read one more. Wow. Levy Bell. I'm sorry if I said your name wrong. Levy Bell. She said, "Amen, sis. That's the point I was going to make. Get to know a person before lying down with them first. When or if you find them marriage material, then marry first the way God instructed us and let the child be born into a positive environment."
Amen. Amen. Yes.
And that's what I was going to say. I'm glad you said that, lady.
Yes. Yep.
Because I was going to say, we keep saying wait until you have sex. Get to know them first. Wait. We missed something. No, not get to know them first. Marry them first and then have sex. That is not a pastime. That is the way God instructed it. If God is our creator and he is the one that manufactured this human race, then only he knows exactly what it's going to take for the human race to be more productive and to be its best. Right. But yet and still, we say, oh, that's old-fashioned. Oh, that's a pastime. No, it's not. It has never changed. You should not have sex before marriage. I don't care.
And you shouldn't shack up before you're married either.
Well, I don't care if you're 50. That thing is still, the word is still the word. Yes. And the thing is, we act like God has no power anymore to help us abstain. Mm-hmm. I can say right now, and I hope this, well, I ain't going to say no names, but I know a young lady who was celibate for 26 years after she was divorced from her husband.
That's true.
She's remarried now, and she's living living her best life. But the whole point is it can happen. It is possible. I heard someone say that after you've had sex in your older years, that we can't tell you to abstain. Yes we can. That should be pushed. The more people hear
because
it,
God
the
can
more
help you with your abstinence.
The more people hear it, the more people will understand it. The more you read the word, the more that word will grow in you, and it will manifest that for you.
But a lot of times, and I know you got some say, I won't say this. A lot of times, we'll see because we understand. Because I did this. And I'm just being honest. I've known when a woman was vulnerable. And instead of understanding that I don't need to be with her, what I did was I used her vulnerability to get what I needed.
Get your needs met.
To get my needs met. Yeah. So that's why I said a lot of times we do have the information, but when we get the information, we manipulate it and we become selfish. We become selfish to get our needs met. Yeah. No matter, despite the inadequacies that we see, the neediness that we see, you know what I'm saying? We see it. Or we have the information. But it, like I said, we got to do better with the information and understand, okay, if you need this or if there's something that you need from me that I know that I can't get you or give to you, then we don't need to be together right now because I can't make you happy. Yeah. And nobody should come into any relationship looking to be made happy. Yeah, you should come into the relationship already with your level of happiness, so that you can share
it. So you can share it. I'm going to read LaSonia's and then, Robin, I know you have something. We have 3 minutes.
No, wait. Read Mind Provokers first.
Okay,
But she said mental health status is equally as important as sexual status. Both need to be checked at the door.
Amen on that.
Both need to be
nailed it.
In advance.
Yes.
The door.
Yes. LaSonia, so much is happening right
come
now.
Come on. Yeah. LaSonia says, we need to have the difficult conversations. We need to talk to our youth. We need to stray away. They need to stray away from sex and focus more on educating themselves in order to build our more emotional intelligence to make sound decisions about plans.
Amen.
Yes. Good.
Wow. Here's one question on here that y'all need to answer. I went back to it. No, J. Marie Coleman.
She said,
what if a person deceive you? What if they just waited for an opportunity to ruin you if they don't have control.
Okay, wait. J. Marie, I know we have to go, but it's like you said, what if they deceive you? What do you mean? Like, okay.
In other words, it was like going back. I really believe what I was just saying.
Like when you see vulnerability.
When you get the information.
Okay, gotcha.
When you get the information and you see it. Cause
they knew that.
And I don't think the intent is to ruin the person. I do think it's a selfish act. Yes. Because again, a lot of times we don't really care what that person is going through. We mm-hmm. use their weaknesses. We use their need mm-hmm. for love. We use their need to be mm-hmm. to feel love, or we use their father wasn't there, or their yeah. mother wasn't there. Yeah. When we find out this information, mm-hmm. instead of being the person that really helps unpack those bags, mm-hmm. we take those bags and we pile more stuff on the bags so that person is not able to be their full self in the relationship. And nobody in their right mind should want somebody not being their full self nobody. In a relationship.
That's right.
Because what you're doing is you're controlling the relationship, and you're taking control over somebody that should be on their own level of being able to operate. Because again, right. you want that best person. You don't want yeah. the person ruined, or you don't want to even be the you don't even want to be the catalyst to even damage somebody, because yep. again, that you're gonna the Bible mm-hmm. said God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So right. if you go in with yep. the level yep. of damaging somebody, yep. Yep. you're gonna get that you'll damage back. Three Tenfold. Times.
Tenfold. But check it. Tenfold. That's why we have to stick back with what the word says. Yep. Do not have sex yes. before marriage.
Don't do
I'm
going to
stress that.
I agree.
I did not do it. I was wrong. God forgave me. But because I did make the mistake and I have suffered certain consequences, yes. I yep. can speak this word. J. Marie says, if you take away the ability to use the court system to hurt the other parent.
Yeah. That happens. I'm going through that
with
right
financial
now.
Gain. Half mm-hmm. of our problem is solved. Y'all, listen, this has been such an mm. amazing show. We have talked about every yeah. avenue of dating, getting a debtor, making sure you start off right, making sure that you understand
I
the parents.
I told you this was going to be a fireball.
And it's 2024. We've I mean, we got to start 2024 gathering data. Yeah, you know,
we've yes. talked about every aspect, but
with
just like
any.
What'd you say, Robin?
I said we started off with a bang, pow, poof.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay. That's how we go. That let you know what we're gonna be hitting
so,
this
yes,
year.
Yes, yes.
Levy says this is real talk. So listen, our time has come to an end. So if you have...
listen, Robin, we're gonna have to bring you back on. We're gonna have to get a date with you and bring you back on.
Yes, we definitely would love that.
We loved your energy. And we're gonna
Make
be doing
sure if you
love
it,
to be here.
Smash the like button, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, please like and share. Like and share.
Share. Mama Pearly always
share.
Allie got a brother that we gotta come back on and kind of deal. He got this child support information down, man. Where
the
he shared some stuff, man, that was out of this world. Like really, I didn't even know.
I liked about the how it used the days, how many days versus the
it was like
amount of time.
You have to go back and check that episode out. If you did not check that episode. Yes.
But Gabby, I'm sorry, you're going
to... No, I was just saying, if you didn't check the episode out about child support...
Bobby Crane.
You have to go back. Yes, Bobby Crane, that one was phenomenal. But y'all, listen, we have to go.
Listen, y'all, listen, I'm sorry, our time is up, but listen, we got some major stuff coming up, y'all.
Yes.
Shift Movement is getting ready to launch here in Houston.
God is good.
God is good. So, yeah, we're getting ready to start, man. We're getting ready to start Shift Movement.
May the Lord.
May the Lord watch. Look out for the Shift Wear. The Shift Gear is coming.
Oh, yeah.
We're launching a line.
Oh,
so,
the merch?
The merch is coming. The music is coming.
I'm trying
the books
to be in
are coming.
I'm like, may the Lord.
The books are coming. Hey, wait. Hold on. One thing, y'all. We gotta pay some bills real quick. We gotta thank God again for our guys here at the studio.
The engineers
we always give them love. I don't care what the time is. We always take the time to give them thanks and give them homage, man. These guys here are a blessing. Yeah. They're a blessing here at the studio, man.
Sacred
we love them.
Stone
Quincy
Studios.
And Marcus.
Emancipation.
And they are some awesome brothers,
Third
man. Awesome
War,
brothers.
Right?
Yep.
The tray.
Robin, we got to bring you out here, fam. You got to come out here, fam. You
all right.
Come.
So, we thank Sacred Stone.
Everything big.
We love Sacred Stone Studios for all that they do.
And
they
if you want to be a blessing, y'all, please be a blessing. We got a lot of ministry that we're doing. Shift Movement is the Cash App. If you want to be a blessing, y'all, I promise you, we are really planning to bless a lot of people. And just help us
and
out.
And just
y'all.
Like any other good. Baptist memory, this is our fourth close of the day.
Yeah.
May the Lord.
And look, we're not putting our cash out every time we prophesy on somebody. We know we're not doing that. We're really giving out some good. Let's say the Lord's.
Yes.
So thank you. Okay, I'm sorry. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight.
Amen.
O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Until in Jesus' name Tuesday, we pray. Same time, same place. It's your girl, Lady Free.
I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And I'm Too Real.
And we got our special guest, Robin.
Robin, thank you so much. We love you, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.
Y'all be looking out for Robin, y'all.
Yes,
y'all
Robin.
Be looking out.
Yes,
y'all be looking out
thank
for
you.
Robin. Peace.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.